From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States and Russia appear not yet to have reached agreement on how to end the violence in Syria. Their respective top diplomats, Secretary of State John Kerry and Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, are expected to meet again, perhaps this week in Geneva. But U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday had nothing to announce.
I don't have any travel to announce at this time. I can say that the Secretary remains committed to continuing efforts to try and resolve the remaining or outstanding issues in order to reach an arrangement on Syria that will put in place a durable cessation of hostilities, provide humanitarian access to all areas, and lead to a resumption of talks between parties in Geneva.
He said Washington won't agree to an arrangement that does not meet core U.S. objectives. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunas said one of those likely is the flow of humanitarian aid to besieged areas.
The question, of course, is what can be done both for the immediate situation, but also under what terms? For example, the Syrian regime, backed by the Russians, has been holding out for essential surrender for rebel groups and their supporters and some of the besieged areas.
Turkey's recent incursion into northern Syria also appears to complicate an agreement. Meanwhile, the UN said the fighting in central Hama province displaced another 100,000 people in the past week. Gabon's newly re-elected president, Ali Bongo, is dismissing European Union criticism of the August 27 election that he won by a thin margin over main opposition candidate Jean Ping. In a broadcast interview aired Wednesday, Mr. Bongo said fraud took place, insisting Ping's supporters were behind it. He insisted he didn't organize anything to rig the vote. Tuesday, an EU election observer team reported a clear anomaly at a Bongo stronghold, with 99% turnout, 95% for Bongo. This is VOA News. On the eve of the 11th East Asia Summit in Laos Thursday, the Philippines released photos of what appears to be a Chinese naval ship building an island near Scarborough Shoal in the contested South China Sea. University of New South Wales Professor Emeritus Carl Thayer said this is not a new development.
This is a development that raised concerns in March and April of this year when the U.S. reported increased surveying activity, and the U.S. took certain steps and China seems to have backed down. This recent activity seems to indicate that the number of Coast Guard vessels has increased and that there are civilian ships that look like a dredger and others carrying supplies and others that could be carrying work crews.
Thayer said that what remains unknown is China's intent. He calls it still a worrying development. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman insists the situation around the reef remains unchanged. The two major party U.S. presidential candidates took part in separate broadcast interviews late Wednesday on the subject of national security, but Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton was pressed repeatedly about her handling of classified information while Secretary of State.
Classified material has a header which says top secret, secret, confidential. None of the emails sent or received by me had such a header.
Federal investigators determined Clinton sent or received email on her private server that contained classified information but did not recommend prosecution, although the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, said she was extremely careless in the way she handled the information. The United States has accused Russia of sending one of its warplanes dangerously close to an American surveillance aircraft over the Black Sea. Moscow said it acted in accordance with international flight rules and reacted after the U.S. aircraft approached its border. The Pentagon said the Russian Su-27 flew to within 3 meters of its Navy P-8A aircraft while on a routine mission. The U.S. conducted two airstrikes in southern Somalia this week that killed four al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said strikes in Toro Toro in lower Shabelle region came in response to an attack by a large group of armed al-Shabaab fighters on a joint counterterrorism operation by the U.S. and Somalia. The U.N. mission to the Democratic Republic of Congo said it transported dozens of fighters loyal to former South Sudanese Vice President Riek Machar to the DRC for medical treatment. They're described as being in bad shape. Machar himself sought medical treatment in the DRC and is now reportedly in Sudan. China's imports rose in August, the first increase in 2 years, up from July's more than 12% plunge. Meanwhile, Japan has revised its second quarter growth to 0.2% from being flat, but lower than the first quarter's 2.1% gain. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.